Hello. Thank you so much for tuning in to Straight Talk with Dr. Sharmi Pratt. I am your host, Dr. Sharmi Pratt. And in the studio with me today, I have Ms. Diane Anderson. Hello, Diane. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm doing well.
Well, thank you. So it's nice having you on the podcast on today. And listen, everyone, you are in for such an awesome treat today. Diane and I are going to be talking about such a great, when I say great, I got to say great with me. We're going to be talking about such a great endeavor. And one of the things that Diane does, he has a ministry called Meet Me at the Crossroads. And we are going to talk about this particular ministry and how just so much is going on, but to understand that there are people out here in the world that really are just summoning people to meet them. And and when you meet them, you're not just meeting them, but you're meeting them in a space where they are bringing hope and restoration into your life. And so without any further ado, Diane, can you come on? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us what you do, and we would just go from there.
Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to be here and discuss Meet Me at the Crossroads, because this is truly a God-inspired organization. When you think about the crossroads, it's that place of a critical decision, whether things can go left or right. And so I'm privileged to be able to help people at that point in their life. We target youth and veterans, and the youth are in such need of services because they put up this hard facade as we see in the world today, but they're really hurting on the inside, and someone needs to be able to crack that shell and get into the heart of the youth. You know, I saw a very disturbing post on Facebook yesterday about a mother saying that her son just committed suicide. But she didn't see the outward signs of the pain that he was going through. And so at Meet Me at the Crossroads, we do a lot of counseling services and empowerment workshops to break the silence and give youth a opportunity to share their heart, you know. And for the veterans, we also provide ministry of presence, because that's very important. When you think about veterans who have been in overseas and in wartime, and they've been through so much trauma. I thought about the scripture when Jesus lays down his life for us. A lot of veterans have laid down their lives, and those that have made it home, they need something. They need to be welcomed back. And I noticed when I go and visit the different veteran hospitals, the services that they're in need of, they have to fight for. You know, they fought for the country, and when they come back, they still have to fight for things like medical coverage or, you know, things as simple as that. And those things can cause a lot of depression, a lot of feelings of rejection, and often suicidal tendencies. So we're there to get to the heart and the mind of people. That's what we provide, that service, you know.
Wow. That is awesome. One of the things that I love is the fact that you said that you guys provide services to the youth and as well to our veterans. We are in a day and time where our youth are really, they're discombobulated in their emotions. They have so much that they have to walk through. They are experiencing a lot. They have went through a whole lot, and many of them don't know which way to turn. And the fact that you said that this woman, you know, you saw a post on Facebook and she never even understood the sign. She didn't even know that her child was battling from a mental place inwardly. Now, everybody, before I go into my next question, I want to let you know a little bit about who Diane Anderson is. She was really meek and mild. But let me just go into a little bit. Diane Anderson, she has worked in the social services arena for over 30 years And it's a firm believer that finding our purpose leads to a life of peace and joy, devoid of fear, jealousy, and competitiveness. Her academic degrees include a BA in psychology and an MBA from the University of Phoenix. She is also an ordained minister, New York State chaplain, and a certified recovery peer advocate. She also holds additional certificates in mental health, first aid for youth and adults, motivational interviewing, case management, life coach, therapeutic art therapy, and cognitive behavior therapy. She is also an adolescent counselor and post-traumatic stress disorder. So one of the things that I love is that you're not only going to hear from somebody who just have a particular passion about something, but she also has professional degrees to back up even the particular things that she's going to share with us today. And so, Diane, one of the things I want to ask you is understanding trauma. You know, because trauma is really big. And in 2020, everybody felt the traumatic of trauma, some type of traumatic experience. So can you touch a little bit to help us to even understand just a little bit more what trauma really is?
Yes. Trauma is anything that affects your natural state of being. It touches you so deeply emotionally that it causes you to be unable to function as you normally would. So something that causes a disturbance in your natural functioning, that's what trauma is. And everyone on earth has experienced trauma because it comes in so many different forms. Something that's traumatic to me may not be traumatic to another person. So we have to also be very understanding to the needs of different people, because we can't put off anything as, no, that's not trauma. It just matters how it affects that particular person.
That's good. I like that. I like the fact that, you know, you just said all of us have experienced some type of traumatic experience one way or another in our lives. So no one on the planet is exempt from trauma. But the great thing about that is that God has provided all of us a way of escape, though, when it comes to these traumatic experiences that we may endure throughout life. One of the things that, you know, is so prevalent in the land, and, you know, you're hearing about mental health more now than you have ever heard it before. A lot of people were not even in tune with their mental health. That's the thing.
Right.
And so because of that, we have a society of people that don't know how to even engage in the fact of being mentally well, or what is it like to even ask for help when I need it. So we, you know, especially, let's just talk about it in the Black community, and then probably others, but hey, I'm of the Black persuasion. So in the Black community, we were told when things happen in the household, what stays in the, what goes on in this house, gonna stay
in this
house.
And so that's right.
Really created a mindset that we were to deal with trauma inwardly and just deal with it and not ask for help. And so now, even as the parents or even as those adults and those people, we are so traumatized with our own stuff. And so it's really hard for us to even notice when other people may be having traumatic spaces or going through their own things and issues of life that we don't even notice it. So tell me, what would you say about something like that?
The first thing that I would want people to know is to not think of it as a thing to be ashamed of. We have to get rid of that feeling of shame. People think that because they are going through different traumas that they are weak, not understanding that holding things in causes us to be even weaker and more trauma, because we've been taught to suppress instead of let things come up to the surface so they can be healed. And so that's why, excuse me, that's why you see so much violence. It really is rooted in the fact that people are suppressing so much trauma. And then when you hit that trigger, it comes out with such veracity because they've been suppressing it for so long. And so we have to get people to understand that it's okay to show that side of themselves and get healed instead of just trying to hold these things inside. It's time to break the silence.
That's good. So let me ask you this question. With that being said, you know, you talked about trigger. Can you explain triggers a little bit? What is a trigger?
Absolutely. I could actually be transparent about myself because when I was growing up, my dad, he was a sailor. And I don't know if you've ever heard the expression of sailor's mouth. Well, he could cuss you from here to up and down. And so when I got out of the house, if someone was to curse at me, it would trigger something inside of me. And it would be make me think of my father, you know, and that aspect of his personality. And it would make me lash out. So a trigger is anything that causes an emotional response in you. And then it triggers you to act in a certain way. It doesn't have to be, you know, really appropriate to that situation, but because something inside of you relates that action to something else, it causes that response to come out. I don't know if that was clear. Was that clear?
That was really clear. And I like the fact that you said that it was something that's on the inside of us.
Yes.
It's suppressed that in our subconscious thinking. That we don't even realize that what's on that subconscious thinking is there, right? We think we okay.
Yes.
Until something happens and it triggers an emotional response that relates to that place or that time when that trauma we first experienced that trauma. So one of the things that I will ask you now is explaining triggers. What is some things that individuals can do in order not to, you know, behave in those particular ways when they trigger?
Right. Well, I have an acronym that we use, and it's talking about coming and sitting with us. And sitting stands for stress inoculation training. And so inoculation is getting yourself trained in how to deal with that exact stressor in a safe, controlled environment. So what we do, we begin to talk to people about how does that stress impact your life? And then we begin to talk about ways that we can think differently and break that down into smaller parts. And then that last piece, we begin to act it out, begin to practice and rehearse. When that happens, how can you alter your response? You know?
Yeah.
So inoculations is very important.
That is really good. So now let's jump into this. I want to talk a little bit about meeting at the crossroads.
Yes.
Can you talk to me and talk to the audience, really? Just tell us about Meet Me at the Crossroads. Tell us about it.
Meet Me at the Crossroads, actually God gave me that name because I realized that everyone has a point in their life when if somebody was there to help them, they may have made a better choice. A lot of times we think back and we say, boy, I wish I wouldn't have done that. But we needed someone at that point to intervene, even if it was just someone to listen and to offer some advice. And so that's where we got where the name came from, to meet people at that point before, like almost like a prevention, you know, before you make that wrong decision. We want to help you. We want to educate you and make you able to make an informed decision that will be best for your outcome that you want, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. And so what are some of the practices that you take those individuals through, those that may come and to meet me at the crossroads?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are some practices that you would take an individual through, a youth and also a veteran?
Yeah. Well, one thing that I think is very underrated is simply active listening. Being able to satisfy the basic need of, you know, needing to be seen, heard, and understood. A lot of times people go and they talk to people, but the people don't really hear what they're saying and they don't feel like they're being understood. And that also causes a lot of anxiety and different types of emotions when you feel like nobody understands me, you know? So the first thing we do would be active listening, just understanding the person, where they're coming from, because we want to go from the strengths perspective and really look at the person, because they have to buy into everything that we're doing, you know? So we try to look for intrinsic motivators, things that mean something to them, because we can always give advice and say what you should do, but does the person feel they should do that, you know? So we deal with a lot of discrepancies also. Look for those things that you listen to what they're saying and get them to see whether their behavior is lining up to what they're actually saying. Because you notice that a lot when you're counseling, that a person can say they want something, but their behaviors are leading in the opposite direction. So we just try to get them focused on what they want and help them and guide them in the right direction.
And so is that the same process you also take with your veterans as well?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, is that the same process that you also take with your veterans as well?
The veterans are also, that's a part of the process. With the veterans also, we help them with advocacy and referral to services that they need, you know, because they need to, some of them need housing help. Some of them need mental health therapy. Some need medical insurance. So we help them with those services also, which are, you know, practical needs of what they have to do.
Wow, that's good. That's good. So let me ask you this, because we actually talked about, we're talking about Meet Me at the Crossroads. And
yes.
How did you, and I heard you say that, you know, that's the name that God gave you.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the passion behind that? Where did that really originate from? Like, were you always passionate about the youth and the veterans? Is this something you always saw yourself doing, or how did this all come about?
I've always been passionate about the veterans, because I consider myself a baby of the veterans. My father was in the Navy. My brothers were, you know, in Marine Corps and the Navy. Then I have cousins, and my son is in the Air Force. So I've always been around the military, and, you know, so that's something that's been in me. I notice the pain and the trauma that they experience. Like, my brothers have both served in the Gulf War and Desert Storm. And the things that they came back and spoke to me about, you know, I said, I know how this affects them. And so I always wanted to be that ear to listen and help, because I watched my father as a child. My father, was an alcoholic, and he really suffered from depression. Now that I can look back from where I am now, as a child, I didn't see it. And I always say, I wish I could have helped him, or I wish somebody could have helped him, you know? So now I can be that person to intervene in someone's life to help, because they go through a lot, you know, and they need those services. Now, as far as speaking in front of people, that's something that's strictly from the Holy Spirit, because I've always been terrified of talking in public. And so that's something that just came from me yielding to my calling, because this is truly my calling to help and to speak into the lives of others.
That's good. That's good. I love that. So what else would you like us to know about Meet Me at the Crossroads? Because I see that you also assist people with a biblical principle as you're taking them through this process. What does that look like?
Yes, absolutely. I definitely use scripture a lot, because I want people to know that they are fearfully and wonderfully made, and to build their self-esteem from that perspective of knowing that above all, God loves you, and that because you are here and he breathed his breath inside of you, that you have purpose. And then when you discover that purpose, it leads to a life of joy and peace, because that's God's ultimate plan for us, you know, not to be in fear, not to live in distress, but to learn how to trust in God and to lean on his promises. So in all of that I do with the evidence-based counseling and the trauma-informed services, I want them to also know that being connected to God is also a healing, you know, yeah, that's our source of life.
That's good. That's good. So tell me this. How can people get in contact with you if somebody wanted to soul, if somebody actually say, you know what, I heard this and I need services. Do you do services online? Do you do services in-house only? How can somebody connect if they wanted to connect with you on that magazine?
Okay. Well, we have a website that can be accessed at meetmeatthexroad.com. And when they log on to that, they'll be connected to our Instagram, to our Twitter, to our landing page for coaching. And we also have books. I've written two books. One is called Finding Mr. Right After Several Mr. Wrongs. That deals with relationships and what we should be looking for and what we shouldn't settle for because of what we deserve. The other one is called When Your Greatest Weakness Becomes Your Greatest Strength in the Kingdom. And that talks about things that we didn't feel we could do, that when we connect with God, He gives us the strength and the power to overcome those challenges, and they become our strengths. So with those books and also a clothing line that we have, we use those to not only help, but also it helps finance the workshops and the counseling services that we provide.
That is good. That's good. Listen, you are doing such a great work out here, especially within the community. And that is just something to always be praised for, because our community, we need people like you, and we need people that are willing to stand up, you know, and not just, like you say, tell us what we need to do, but also be that example on how to do it, and how to get done, and how to get mentally well, you know. And so I thank you for what you're doing. Again, I want you, as we're wrapping this up, what else would you like people to know? If you can say anything to the people, what is it that you would say to them?
I would say that no matter what you see going around in this world, God has a perfect plan for your life, and He desires for you to be happy, healthy, and whole.
Wow, that's wonderful. Listen, everyone, I thank Diane Anderson for Meet Me at the Crossroads, coming on to actually share with us today some pointers and even allow us to participate just in the vision that she had with the Meet Me at the Crossroads. And so I thank you all so much, Diane. I thank you for just coming on and sharing with our viewers and our listeners today. And everyone, again, thank you all for tuning in to Straight Talk with Dr. Charmaine Prince. God bless you all.